Okay, this looks like it's going to be the last Kabura of Shoresh Shlishi. So Mirto Shem, we will start next Kabura Shoresh Revi for Shoresh. But just to close out on the Mitzvos and Rano Hegis Ladoro, see, the Rambam lists other examples. There's probably more to look into. We're not going to look into all of them. So just to round out the list, where he says, according to you, Bahag, you should also have counted these. So, besides, we said last week that's in Tenas Haman, he says a similar thing, that when Moshe makes the Nachash and the Choshes, Hashem also says you should keep that. So why is that any different than Tenas Haman? And Trumas HaMeches, that when they went to Melchama, they gave from the Shlal Melchama, they gave a Truma, they gave a certain Chilek like the Beis HaMikdash. So I think some say that is Ladoros, and you see it's a Mitzvah Ladoros. Anytime Klal Yisrael goes to war, they have a Chilek afterwards to donate what they get from war to the Beis HaMikdash. So this is strange. Why you would even Rambam must know the Bahag is an easy answer to this. You should also count all the mitzvos of Matan Torah. You nechorim l'shloshes yamim to prepare 3 days. You know, al tikshu al isha and batzon v'bakar yiru. Then they can't go up on the mountain. Penyaruso la'alos, right? Penyaruso am. The arms can get destroyed by going up to Har Sinai. So obviously Har Sinai was a one-time thing. It's not like going to be another Mam Har Sinai. Maybe I'll tell you anytime there's like Hashras Hashchina anywhere, then they would have these dinim. I'm not sure why he would even think to say that anyone should ever count these. Once you're counting mitzvahs and anohegas ladoros, there's no kiyum that you could ever accomplish now. Happens to be there are some Yishonim that think that there's a continuation of Har Sinai. Not even Har Sinai, but it was even before Har Sinai. But when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to what was going to be Har Sinai in Parsha Shmos, so Hashem tells him, Shalna Lacham Yal Raglecha. So the Ramban and the Rishonim over there say that that is the Makar Ladoros, why we have in the Beis HaMikdash that the Kohanim also do the Avodah without Nalayim. So there's two different reasons that are based in the Sugyas and Zvachim. Either it's because you can't have a Chatzitza between the Kohen and the Ritzbas Azar, that's why he doesn't wear shoes, or because it's a Makom Kaddush, so he takes off shoes. And they're
It's not a
Tzivoy.
What?
It's not a Tzivoy. No, it's not a Tzivoy, but you, I mean, it is. It's a Dindaresa.
It wasn't given to Kohanim, right?
It was given to Kohanim.
So the Ritzbas. No, I mean, Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm saying.
Yeah. No, but you see that it's not a, so the point is that it's not a Din in Moshe Rabbeinu alone. I'm not saying you should count the Doros, I'm just saying you see something of Har Sinai that's a continuation of Doros. That just like Moshe Rabbeinu and Har Sinai, there was a din of Chalitzas Na'alayim, so too by Kohanim Ladoros. I'm not saying that's a reason to count the other mitzvahs, but you just see that there is an example of the continuation of the Hashras Hashchina of Har Sinai, so it's hard to understand what he wants from that. And then he says, Babora Shor Shazain Roy Limdos Brachas Vakolosh and Stavu Begrizim Vaharivel. What would you count there? What's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is to give the brachas, to give the klalos, or to fulfill them? I'm not sure. One time mitzvah to build the mizbech, bring karbanos when they come to Israel, and writing on the rocks. So he says, also what you think Bahag Las Ladoros are no better than these other things. And now he says something very important. And the commandment to that we're mitzvah in. That anytime we bring a behema, we want to eat a behema, you have to bring it as a shlamim. Ki zet zivoy lefi shal levad v'hu omer v'heviyum l'Hashem, omer b'sifri, v'aviyum zu mitzvah saseh, aval hay b'midbar levad. K'mo sheber b'mishna Torah, heter basur taiva l'doros. V'hu omer b'chol avas nafshech al tachol basur. V'ilay roi levad. Okay, so then, just like you're not going to count this, you're not going to count anything else as well, and we only count mitzvos ladoros as the Rambam finishes up. So what's he referring to here? There's a tzivoy that whenever you want to bring something to eat, any behemoth you want to eat it, you have to bring it as a shlamim. And he says that's the Sifri says, the Sifri in Vayikra says it's a mitzvah saseh, so it sounds like it's a mitzvah, we should count it as a mitzvah. So he says, no, it's a mitzvah, only no haggis and doros. So what's the Rambam talking about? This is an example of Sukkim and Chumash. We had another example in the end of Bamidbar about lo yavol liros kibalas hakodesh, where there's psukim you just gloss over and you don't really realize that there's a lot going on. So it's another example of psukim that we might just gloss over. But if you stop and think, that there's really a lot to discuss here. And these are psukim and parashas Re'eh that the Rambam's referring to. Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Chav. What is going on here in context? They're just talking about mitzvahs that are going to happen when they get to Eretz Yisrael. That's the whole perek. Right? Elo achukim v'mishpatim asher tishmor la'asos ba'aretz. And the parak continues other mitzvos of the mitzvos of giving matanos to Levi, and mostly mitzvos that are shayached when they go into Eretz Yisrael. And then it says in Pasuk Chav, the Torah says, "Ki yarchiv Adonai lech es kvulcha kasher diber lach v'yamarta achlo baser kisav v'nafshecha lechol baser." When Hashem expands your borders, like He promised, that you are now leaving the midbar and you're expanding out, you can live wherever you want in Eretz Yisrael. V'yamarta achlo baser, and you're going to say, you want to eat meat. Kisav v'nafshecha lechol baser. You have a taiva to eat meat. B'chol avas nafshecha tachol baser. Wherever you want, you can eat meat. Now that the borders are expanded, so you can eat meat wherever you want. Ki yarchik mimcha makom asher yivchar lechol lasom shavo sham v'zavach mibarcha mikarcha v'tzamcha asher nasan lechol lechol kasher tivisicha v'yichal tu b'sharecha b'chol avas nafshecha. When you come far away from the Beis HaMikdash, then you can shecht whatever you want and eat it wherever you want. Rashi says this is referring to Psulim Mukdashim. Maybe we'll get back to that. The second passage is referring to Psulim Mukdashim. That don't think that since they're Kaddosh, you can only eat them in the Mikdash. Once they become possible, you can check them wherever you want. Kasher Tzivisicha, which according to the Ramban and the Gemara, kind of, this is the makar for Shechita in the Torah, the Kasher Tzivisicha. So you can eat wherever you want, eat Pasuk. So what are these Psukim talking about? And now that you're borders are being expanded, you could eat basar. So what's lesser known, but Rashi, if you pay attention to Rashi, Rashi points out, is that according to one opinion in Chazal, there was an Isser Achilas Basar in the Midbar. Rashi says, B'chol Abbas Nashecha, Avo B'midbar, Nasser Lehem Basar Chulin. Why does it say, B'chol Abbas Nashecha, whenever you want, go eat meat? It's not a Chiddush, I go eat meat whenever I want. I happen to have meat for dinner tonight, so I can eat meat whenever I want. So Rashi says, no. Because, now in Eretz Yisrael you can eat meat whenever you want, but in the Midbar you couldn't eat meat whenever you want. It was usher to eat basar taiva, basar chulin. That's referred to basar taiva as basar chulin, meaning basar that you just are eating because you just have a taiva to eat basar for no other higher reason as opposed to a karban where you're eating the basar not just because you have a taiva to meat, eat, because it's part of the process of the karban. So basar chulin was usher to them. Elohim kain makdisha makriva shlam. In the Midbar, the only way they were allowed to eat meat, according to one opinion in the Gemara, as we'll see, is you had to be makdish and makavers of shlamim, then you could eat them whenever you want. You could just bring a karban. The mishkan was in your backyard, so you could easily bring karban also. But absent of that, there's the isser, achilas, baster, taivas. So that's what the rabbin is referring to here. The slav was.
See, that's not behemoth.
That'll be important, actually. That might be nafkamina. We'll see, that's tosos in. Sorry, that's Rishonim and Yivam. I must point that out. Yes, Oaf is Mutter. There, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave.
Really?
Possibly. Okay, we'll get there. Obviously steak is much more chasha than chicken. Chicken's not real meat.
Why would we make that
hill? So we'll see. One second, the slav is a good point. We'll have to get there when we get to those partials. Is there any other reason? Kadosh Baruch Hu gave it to them, so that could be like a specific matir on it. But yeah, Oaf might be a good answer. And the slav is obviously after our Kamas HaMishkan, right? The Pasha?
Yeah.
Even if you hold Chet HaEgel. Right. Yeah, this is already in the traveling a little bit, but yeah. Okay. So, good question. So we'll get there, but Oaf might be an answer. So the Rambam says that don't count this as the mitzvah's asay. Or he thinks it would be an asay. Maybe other people think it's a low say. It's an asay to only bring shlamim. Right, it's not the Ram doesn't call it a lav that you're not allowed to eat basar taiva. He says it in the more positive. It's like in Isra say, the only meat you're allowed to eat is shlamim, and melo the anything that's not a shlamim you're not allowed to eat. So the Ram says, don't count that as an essay because it is not a mitzvah no hagis l'doro. So that's pretty obvious. Why would you even think maybe that's like in the category of stuff of Har Sinai? Obviously, the pasuk says before, so that we go into Eretz Yisrael, it's all over. We can eat meat all we want. So why would you think that there is any little part of this that should be l'doros? So that we'll examine. But before we do that, there happens to be one sheet in the Rishonim that thinks there is something Lidoros going on here, and that's Sefer Mitzvos of Stajigon and Mitzvos Asay Tzadihei. It's not clear what he's saying because he writes, four letters in a poetic form, but he does refer to, he mentions Basar Taiva, I forget exactly his lashon, like when is Nefesh something, Nefesh Basar Taiva, as a Mitzvos Asay. And he's referring to these psukim. So what in the world could be Lidoros for these psukim? It says that there was an Isser Basar Taiva in Midbar, Heter Teretz Yisrael. So So which one is it? Is he keeping the Isser, the Midbar, that can't be? It's only the Midbar. So it must be, it's the Heter in Eretz Yisrael. So what's the Mitzvah say? So Rabbi Yochanan Fishel Perlow over there in his Hesber has two explanations. One that he likes better than the other. So his first explanation is for the previous Rashi. Rashi says, what does he mean, Ki Yarchiv? And now the Iker words he's focusing here on the Pasuk is, Ki Sava Nafshech Alecha Basar. Once Hashem expands your borders and you have a Taiva to eat, Rashi says, what's going on in these Pesukim? Gemara and Chulin, and Daf Lamed Dalet, I think. Lamed Torah Derech Eretz, Shelo Yisava Adam Le'echol Basar Alamitoch Rechavas Yadayim Ve'osher. A person, the Gemara and Chulin rephrase it a little differently, that a person should only eat meat with Taiva. A person shouldn't have meat, you know, just on. Meat's not just something that you have, you know, with a Heter Shechita. Meat's a big deal. Meat's not just something that you should just pull out and have a quick snack of meat. A person should only eat meat if they have a real taiva. To eat meat, a Rashi says here, a person should only eat meat if they have rechavas yadayim and osher. They're in a position where they could easily afford meat. Otherwise, a person should be mamayit and eating basar. So that, whatever that means, you have to figure out. Gemara uses lashon lim d'tor derech eretz. So Rabbi Bishop Furloff goes through Chazal and thinks that maybe there is a tzad that's a din d'oraisa. Din d'oraisa, they should only eat meat if you have a taiva to eat meat. You should only have meat if you have the means to eat meat. Otherwise, and that's what the Rasag is saying is the mitzvah say. To eat meat in that situation, but to eat meat without those requirements would be a bitul asay. And then he comes on to an even better pshat. You'll save this for your shul drasha, so it'll go over very well. So he quotes the Yerushalmi in Kiddushin, that the Mesillas Yesharim famously quotes. The Yerushalmi in Kiddushin says that a person is going to give din and cheshbon for every, exactly how you understand it, but for every hanas olam hazeh, a person passes up. So says maybe the Rastag would say there's a mitzvah say that if a person has the ability to eat meat, he has osher or chavis yadayim, so he has a chiyuv to eat meat. I don't know exactly where this chiyuv applies, but I guess whenever he has the ability to eat meat, or the shech's meat, or whatever the hechitim is, but he has a chiyuv to eat meat in those situations, and it's a lack of a chiyuv on the Yerushalmi condition to not give a person Hashem breast him with the means of the bracha of meat, so he should eat that meat in bracha, and that's what he considers a mitzvah say. So obviously it's a very difficult sheet to figure out what he's saying, the thing was canceled Doros. But there is that, it's not the Bahagin this time, but Rav Sajigon has this Ladoros. But for the Rambam, where's he coming from that this should be applicable at all, Ladoros? So what's Rashi referring to here in Chumash, in Re'ei, that this Isser is the Gemara in Chulin? I forgot to preface that some of the things that we're going to discuss I heard in Shir a bunch of years ago from Rosenzweig, so most of it is probably his in terms of the Sugya. So the Gemara says the following. The Mishnah says, "Hakol shochtim uli olam shochtim." Right? The Mishnah says, "On daf tesvavet base, hakol shochtim uli olam shochtim." Anyone can shecht, and that's coming to be lasuyei certain people. The Gemara says, "Who's that being lasuyei?" Gemara say over there. Akol shochet, the Gemara says, Akol bishchita, not the shochet, afilo of, which might discuss shchita's of. And what does it mean, olam shochet? You could always shecht? What does it mean, you could always shecht? Of course, you could always shecht. Man tana, who says that you could always shecht? Amir Rabba, Rabbi Yishmal hi. Who's the opinion that says that you could always shecht? It's Rabbi Yishmal, the Tanya, ki yarchiv Hashem elokecha zbulcha. You took him. When Hashem expands our borders, kasher diber lach, the Amarta achal basar, ki tavin ashok achal basar. Rabbi Yishmal Omar, what's these psukim telling us? These psukim are allowing us to eat something that we weren't allowed to eat in the midbar. Shemit chila in the midbar. Rashi says a chiddush here. That's what I was thinking about for the slav. Shemit chila kishahayi b'midbar mishahukam mishkan. The iser of basar taiva didn't start at matan Torah, or even pre matan Torah. Maybe that was the iser always started. There was an iser of basar taiva until it went into itself. Rashi says mishahukam mishkan. Yisr starts. I don't know if anyone's chalik that in Mefurish. We'll see where Rashi's coming from. It makes a lot of sense. The Shitaso, but so Rashi says, so maybe with the slab there's something with the Mishkan that you can answer up, even though Mishkan was there. Rashi says, Mishahukam a Mishkan, Mishatchila, at that moment, Nesrolem Basar Taiva, Mishanichasulare, Totulem Basar Taiva, they come into Eretz Yisrael, Basar Taiva is a Mutter, but Akshav Shagalu, now that we're in Galus, Yachal Lachzor, Yachzor Lisur and Harisho, now that we're in Galus, maybe we would go back to pre-Midbar, to pre-Eretz Yisrael, to Midbar stage, and it would be Asr. L'kach shaninu li'olam shochtin, to teach you now that once we got the heter, it lasts forever. Don't think that in galus it goes back to the iser. Now that's a strange havamina. The Gemara is basically going to ask that. Maskev Rabbi Yosef, hali olam shochtin, that can't be what it's coming to be a marbe, because then it should say that you're allowed to shecht and eat. It's an isra achila, it's not an isra shechita. So it's not proper terminology of the Mishnah to include this, li olam shochtin. The ode, mikar my time rate, when what's this havamina that we were thinking would go back to the isra midbar days when we go into Gullus? Mikar my time rate, aser. What's the reason why Basar time was not allowed to be eaten in the midbar? Mishum dahavi mikar vila mishkan. The reason why, it's probably where Rashi got it from, the reason why we weren't allowed to eat Basar Taiva in the Mishkan is because we were close to the Mishkan. Ul b'sof, matay mishtaru. So what does it mean, ki yarachiv Hashem es gvucha? It means that you could go live wherever you want. You don't have to live in the Mishkan's backyard anymore. You have all very still, go live wherever you want. So since we became further away from the Mishkan, we're allowed to live wherever we want. That's why Hashem allowed us to eat Basar Taiva. So of course when we go into Galus, the Heter should continue. Kol shekin hashad v'acharku l'mutvei. We live here, we live in New York. So obviously we should be allowed to eat Basar Taiva, but we're so far away from the Mishkan. So we'll see what the answer is. So that havamina is a little difficult. Why do you think that when we go into Gullus, the Issa should go back? So the pshat probably is that, as Ronsai definitely said, that the havamina of the Issa Basar Taiva had nothing to do with the Mishkan per se. It was a din in the Midbar. It was a din in the fact that they were... The fact that the Klai Yisrael, as like a preparatory stage of going to Eretz Yisrael, Klai Yisrael had to live with a certain focus, a certain environment in the Midbar. We see a lot of things about the Midbar is true about that, especially the Mun. So maybe part of that was Issur Achilas Basar Taiva. And, or even further than that, maybe Be'etzim is always an Issur Achilas Basar Taiva. And it's the Mishkan or the Migdash, it's the Migdash that's a Matir in Basar Taiva. So let's say in Eretz Yisrael, since they had a base on Migdash, and there was a place where meat was being eaten in the proper way, so then that's somehow a matter to eat meat in every other way. There's one way that meat is eaten in its highest form. So you think, okay, so everywhere else, even outside of the base of Migdash, but we still could grasp to that to some degree. But then we go into Galus, where we lose the higher level of eating meat. Meat comes back to being like it was prior to selling the Midbar, where it was just L'tayva, maybe the Torah would go back to its original Isser. And the Gemara says, no, you got it all wrong. Well, this is really the focal point. The Isser of Basar Taiva, Kol Shekein Hashta, Techarku L'tvei. Of course, in New York, it should be more mutter, because the whole Mechayv of the Isser is the fact that you're living close to the Mishkan. And it's a Chiddush in Eretz Yisrael that you're allowed to eat meat. I would thought that Eretz Yisrael is similar to the Mishkan. Yerushalayim, all of Eretz Yisrael is the backyard of Yerushalayim. So just go up to Yerushalayim and eat meat. Why should you be able to shecht your own meat in your backyard? No, the answer is because you're not that close to Yerushalayim. You can live up in the north, you can live down in the south, you can be hours away from Yerushalayim. We're not going to make you go shecht karbanos. In the Midbar, it was the ideal. Everyone was living in the backyard of the Mishkan, so it's just as easy to shecht in your own house and to just go to the base of Migdash, in the Mishkan. But in Eretz Yisrael, since people were far, we allowed them to eat meat. And the whole Isser stems from being close to the Mishkan, so Eretz Yisrael you even further. And then in New York, we're close to Kenya even further, so there should be a heter. So that's the Maskan of the Gemara. So before we examine the flip of Rabbi Yishmael, which is Rabbi Kiva Shita, who says, Darshan is the opposite, the second passage, Kiva is the exact opposite shita. In the Mishkan, in the Midbar, not only were they allowed to eat Basar Taiva, they didn't even have a mitzvah shechita. They were allowed to eat Basar Nechira. Nechira is literally choked, right? You killed the animal, not the shechita, you just choked the animal. So you were allowed to eat Basar Nechira. Koshkin, you were allowed to eat Basar. But Pashas Koshkin, you're allowed to eat Basar Shchuta, Basar Taiva Shchuta. All meat was Asar in the Midbar, even things that were called Nevela when they came into Eretz Yisrael. So what are these Pesukim doing? The Pesukim are telling us that when you come into Eretz Yisrael, now that you have Makom HaMikdash, Vizavachta, it's giving you a new mitzvah. There's one mitzvah, it's a little controversial. I think another video talks about this, Brother Achron talked about this. According to Bikiva, there's a mitzvah that changed post-Matan Torah. I don't think we have other mitzvahs like that. The mitzvah shechita, even though it was given in Har Sinai, it didn't kick in yet. It didn't kick in until you got there. So obviously there were things, mitzvahs of Tlius Baritz, I guess, kicked in for itself, but it's not that the mitzvah changed. It's not like we were allowed to violate Chumos and Maestros and Shvius in the Midbar. It just wasn't Shayach. Here you were allowed to violate Nevela, so to speak. The Isra Nevela was hanging in the balance until they came into Eretz Yisrael. Then it says, V'zavachta, no more choking animals. You only shecht animals, but you're allowed to eat whatever meat you want, and you don't have to go to the Mishkan and bring shlovim. So that's the conscience of Rabbi Yishmael. It'll be important. So let's try to understand a little better Rabbi Yishmael Shita. Maybe we can understand how there's some side that should count with Doros. And that's going to start with Rashi. Rashi says the following. In Chulin and Tassayin and Beis, Rashi says, where does this Isser come from? What's the makkah for Rabbi Yishmael? Show me in Chumash where it says you're not allowed to eat Basar Taiva, Basar Chulin, except if you bring it, which is not Basar Chulin, except if you bring it to the base of the Mikdash. Where does it say that in Chumash? I can read all of Chumash, I won't see it. So Rashi says, Nasr Lem Basar Taiva, She'ein Yecholin Le'echol Ela Basar Shlamin, like the Rambam said, V'yayim Shochtin Below Karbon, Hayonchen Karis. Not only does Rashi say there's an Isser Basar Taiva, as the Gemara says, if you shecht it, and it doesn't say eat, if you shecht without a karbon, you get an onesh karis. Dichsiv. The al pesach ohamo elohi viu. What psukim are those? Al pesach ohamo elohi viu. There's isser karis of shchita. Where else do you find an isser karis on shchita? Can you ever be karim pesach by not? Yeah, that's true. Half true. By not shechting the karim pesach, you could get karis. But where do you see that by doing it, if you shecht on Shabbos, obviously you get karis. Where else can you see if I do a maisa shchita alone, I get karis? So the Rashi is referring to the psukim in Acharimos of Shchutei Chutz. If I take a carbon, something that's hooked to the carbon, and I bring it outside the Beis HaMikdash, and I shecht it, I'm chayav karis. And the pasuk says mefurish, v'yikri yud zayin. So Rashi says, the Isser Basar Taiva is from Shchutei Chutz. I shechted a carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash, outside the Mishkan, I get karis. That's Rashi's makar. Tosos says, I have no clue what you're talking about. If you look at those psukim, v'al pesach al moy lo hiviu, ha'u kra lo airi ela bikachim. Shchutei chutz means it's behemas kachim, but b'shchutei chutz. Then there's another kasha. So where does Rabbi Yishmael get it from? It's pashit. You read chumash. He gets it from these psukim. From the fact that the Torah has to tell you this is going to be mutter when you go into Eretz Yisrael, is mashma, that before you got there, it's usher. You don't need a Torah to asrit mefurashas. The fact that it's giving you a matter implies that before that matter came along, it's usher. But Rashi says it's coming from Shchutei Chutz. So what in the world can act? Tosfos says a very good point. If you look in those psukim, it clearly says that Shchutei Chutz is the din in kachim. If you shecht something that's kaddish outside the Beis HaMikdash, you get karis. If I shecht chulin outside the Beis HaMikdash, that's nothing. So how can we explain Rashi? That we can explain Rashi that Basar Taiva in the Midbar, if you shecht a regular behemoth chulin in the, not outside the Mishkan, but it's behemoth chulin, in the time of the Midbar, you get karis. It's not Shchutei Chutz. Rashi says it's the karis of Shchutei Chutz.
This is Shchutei Chutz. Not because you're motzi chesedai, it's just because you had to miss Shchita.
There's an iser of halas chutz, and that's one iser, and that's passes the carbon. You can't take the basar, can't take the stuff outside the base of Midrash.
But that's not Shchutei
Chutz. Okay, very good. So is that... okay. So keep that in mind. He's saying that... It's not such a bad. You're saying that Rashi's not so bad because it's true that Isser's on Kachim, but when you shecht the Chutz, it's not Kachim anymore. So you see that it's true, it started as Kachim, but the Isser Shchutei Chutz is not so tied to the Kachim. So if that's Pashat, well, it's not so Pashat. We'll get back to that, whether or not it still is Kachim anymore. So that is part of the answer for Rashi. So the simple.
Just the Yesudi Rebbeim was that everything had to be eaten.
Exactly.
So everything is exactly.
Meaning, if the depends what the chicken or the egg is, but if the Yesudi is, so Tulsa probably thinks that is the egg. That Tulsa thinks the chicken is.
I don't know which one's the chicken in the mushroom.
The egg comes first. Let's assume the egg comes first. Tulsa thinks that's the chicken because we'll explain. Tulsa thinks that there's an Isser Basar Taiva. There is a Basar Taiva. It's like Machalos Asuros. It's regular Machalos Asuros. So part of that is that you can't shecht it. So that won't make it automatically Shchutei Chutz. It's nothing to do with any. It's nothing to do with the Mikdash. It happens to be the Bizman is based on Mikdash. That creates Machalos Asuros on Basar Chulin. And you can't shecht it. But that's not going to flip it into Shchutei Chutz. It's just, that's the result. The result is that because the only meat that I can eat is Kachim, I have to bring Karbanos. Rashi, it's the exact opposite. It's that because I'm so close to Mishkan, Rashi says, Kishahukam Mishkan, I don't know if Tosfos will argue on this, the Isser only starts when the Mishkan is established. Because I'm so close to Mishkan, it's my backyard, so I can't eat meat that's not Kachim. What kind of zilzul to the base of Mikdash is that? I have such an opportunity now. It's the door of Midbar where they're trying to build certain Hashkafah starts as well. So I have the ability that it's so easy for me to elevate my Achila and not just eat Basar Taiva. I can eat Basar that's Kalash Shlashem for a carbon. What am I, lazy that I'm not going to go outside my door and walk? How many steps? How big was the Machane Yisrael on the Midbar? I'll go and I'll bring a carbon. Why do I have to shecht on my own? That is Rashi. That's the chicken. That's the egg. Sorry, that's what causes the whole iser. The ability to go close to the Beis Hamikdash. So then it's going to become shchuti chutz. Now how? So there's two ways to say it.
Yeah, it's beautiful, but it's not shchuti chutz.
Okay, so according to Rashi, the way some of the Achorim explain it is that it's like two pesukim working together. It's the pesukim of Kiyarchiv or Megala on the parsha of shchuti chutz. He holds like Tosos. In the end of the day, he's working off these pesukim. The Gemara Yitzayin quotes these pesukim. He doesn't quote pesukim as shchuti chutz. Tosos doesn't ask that as a kasha, but that's the strongest kasha in Rashi. The other Rishonim ask. The Gemara Yitzayin says that Rabbi Shema is coming from Kiyarchiv. The Gemara says Michael Mifligi Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Kiva. Says the Gemara right away brings Kiyarchiv and Tazayin and Beis. So that's what they ask. So what they say is that Kiyarchiv is Megala on the parsha of Shmuel Eichlis. That for this time period, you're saying you can't make the stuff on your own. But because there's Pesachim that say Kiyarchiv, that when we come there's going to be a Heter, Mash Mikan is going to be an Isser. So that Mash Mikan is not just like a diuk on its own to create its own Isser, it's a Megal onto the Parsha for the Chutz. But if you don't like that, so you'll probably side with the Ran. The Ran in Chulin says, Parsha Pshat. You don't have to see this all fancy. It's like Jonah was saying, but in just much more Parsha way. Because the only, you could say that's like Tulsus, that the egg is the Isser. Because the only Heter that you have to meet is in the Beis HaMikdash, so there's an umdina that anybody who shechs at that time is really shechting for kutchim. Because otherwise there's no, we don't want to be machzikin people, you don't say this, but we don't want to make people into Rishayim. Min hastam, every maisa shechita is assumed to be a shechitas, it's a chesh shel b'chayav karis an umdina, but every maisa shechita is considered really for karbanos. So you'll, when we see a guy shechting basar, the assumption is that through the shechita he's being makdish the basar, so the male becomes shechita chutz. It's mamish kachin. That's what the Ran. It's right here. So the Ran, I don't think people.
That means there's no sign then.
Well, it wouldn't be no sir, because it's shechita. I don't think every shechita chutz has no sir. You're outside the
window.
What? It comes because it's at the shot. Spy gachas. Yeah. You got to look at the lashon carefully. When you do the shechita, you're saying, the second, the knife hits the basar before it makes an incision, it doesn't actually say this, but then it becomes kaddish. And then when you go furthest, then you're over on shchut echutz, because the only way you can ever shecht is through its kachim. So this must be shchitas kachim. So I think the Rachronim that put the Rajba together with the Ran, but you know, I'll read it to you carefully, and you'll tell me that it's not the case. And then the Rajba is saying something along the lines of what Joan and I are saying. I'm going to find the right line. It brings all the kashas on Rashi. There are rayas to Rashi. There's kashas on Rashi. There are rayas to Rashi. There's a medrash in Dvarim, medrash Rabbah in Rei over there that quotes the pesukim of shchut echutz. That seems to be a raya to Rashi. Here's the issue for Rashi. This is what we're saying for Charlie. That really the pesukim are kiyarchiv. That's a diuk that until now it was aser. Sh'aser lehen Torah b'midbar lechol l'teyavod. U'mi'atum in meila igloi d'hakol b'chlal v'al pesach amoy lo v'il. From that you see that every single thing that you're going to ever shecht becomes part of the aser shchut echutz. Afilu ratz l'echol l'shchol l'echol. Even if you'll come and tell me, no, it's not shchut echutz. I want my own chulin. It's my own backyard. Forget the Beis HaMikdash. Yeshulo, you can't say that. Actually, ben al pesach l'mori. The only way the Torah will ever allow you to eat meat is if you bring it. Ve'ilu ratzel yachol lechol. The only way if you want to eat meat, yavi shlamim. Ve'yachol ve'ilav tichsev kiyach yarchiv ha'isi omer de'in bechlal ve'al pesach l'mori lo yviu elikachis shechtem bechutz avachul lo. If it didn't say kiyachiv, I would have limited the pesukim in Vayekra in Achrei Malsi about kachim. Pelech echri divi Rabbi Shmuel in el mei mikra sheheviu shekasu kiyachiv v'shem akechal espucha. Through the Kiyarchiv, you learn that even chulin at one moment could be shchudei chutz. The tich lohutzach Rabbi Shmuel lahaskir el ikar mikra sheavil lidei mizet midazu lechuli amal pesach amal lehaviu bekachim shachnim bechutzu. Ella the Rabbi Shmuel came in. Here's the key line: came in shasra Torah leechol afilu chulin elim kein hekdishan. The only way I can eat chulin is if I makdish it. Af heim bechlal kachim heim imrat lishchav leechol. They too become like kachim if you want to shecht and eat them. So I don't think you say like the Ran, they actually become kachim. Afim bechlal kachim, they're just like kachim for the same reason as an Esr Shchudei Chutz. What is that reason of Shchudei Chutz? There's an Or Sameach here, I mean Perak Dalid, We end the parak on Hilchos Shechita, where the Ram deals with these halachos. There's also some ma'ach that has Shechut Dechutz about, which is, there's Diyukim sticking to this, the Shechut Dechutz is about Avodah Zarah. It's a response to Avodah Zarah. That because people, Avodah Zarah, just shecht in their fields, so Beis HaMikdash, Shechita could look like an Avodah Zarah type thing. Let's limit it to Beis HaMikdash. So that's the way they explain this Rashba and this Rashi, that so too in this Mount of the Midbar, any Shechita, even Chulin, could look like Avodah Zarah, because the only thing that you're allowed to eat is Kachim, so at that time, Chulin and Kachim are very interchangeable, so it all looks like Avodah Zarah, you could say that. But I think what Joe and I are saying works a little better, that Atein Bechlal Kachim, since the only...
It would have been like a Marasayin. It wouldn't have been Mamish.
It's not Marasayin. I think that's the way you understand Shkudi Chutz, is that because the Torah is Aser Shkudi Chutz, because it looks like a Avodah Zarah, but no matter who, Chulin could look like a Avodah Zarah. Nowadays, you know, in the slaughterhouse, wherever they have the Shechita place, so that doesn't look like a Avodah Zarah. It looks like the Shechita company. But in the Midbar, every Shechita look like either Migdash or Avodah Zarah. And that's the whole, actually, it's important for Parshas Kisisa. The whole, you know, Migdash Avodah Zarah back in Midketa Egel coming off the Mishkan, like that's the whole, you know, the Mishkan on the one hand is the place of Hashem Shechina, even if it's not a response to Avodah Zarah, the line between Mishkan and Avodah Zarah is a very fine line. That's probably, you know, according to some Rishonim, that's what's going on in Midketa Egel. But Atein Bechal Kachim, the whole reason why there's what's the word for Rashi in Isser Shchud Dechutz, that to take Kachim and Shecht and Bechutz is to do an Avodas Kodesh. It's supposed to be meant for the Beis HaMikdash on something outside the Beis HaMikdash that's roy to go in. That's like a zilzal in the whole Avodas Beis HaMikdash. So here, even though the Behemah Bechest is not Kachim, since Behemahs are set up to be Kachim, that's the only way I could eat, every Shechita is going to be Kain Shechut Echutz. So Rashi has this Isser Basar Taiva reflecting the Shechut Echutz of the Mishkan. And Tosos thinks it's just regular machal sasuros. Now, that, if you look through the sugi here in the half aminas and maskanas, there's a lot to play into that. Along those lines, that's the machal of Rishonim and Yivamis and Daf Ayin Aleph. The Rishonim and Yivamis ask that also in Yonad Yoma for Cheta Egel, that the Gemara says that because of Cheta Egel, the whole time in the Midbar, Kadosh Baruch Hu was angry at them, and the Ruach Tzfonis that healed them wouldn't blow, so they didn't have bris milos. You know, during the except for Sheva Levi, they weren't being mad themselves in the Midbar. So Tosus asks, if an RL can't eat Kudshim, which is the din, so how could they eat, and they were RL in the Midbar, how could they eat meat? How could they eat meat in the Midbar? You can't bring Karbanos. They can't eat Kudshim, and they can't eat Basar Taiva, according to Bishmal. They're stuck. Tosus says, no, since they couldn't bring Karbanos, they're allowed to eat Basar Taiva. So that sounds like it fits out with this Rashi. Basar Taiva and the ability to bring Karbanos go hand in hand. But the Ritva, the Ramban, the Rashi, they all say no. They ate off. They ate other behemoths that are not royal carbonos. So it seems to be that it's a din in shar carbonos. So just there's a lot more to do here. Look, there's a very fascinating sugya from the Ayin Tezayin on the basic Zayin and Alf. Just the Rambam Shita is fascinating here, and that's probably where he's coming from to even think there's a little bit to Kamadoris. We pretend there's a machlokus in the Gemara. Rabbi Shmuel says, Basar Taiva, no. Shechita, yes, for the Migdash. Rabbi Kiva says, everything, you don't even need Shechita, Basar Nechira is Mutter. So the Rambam says, and then comes out that according to Rabbi Shmuel, you can eat Basar Taiva. According to Rabbi Kiva, sorry, you can eat Basar Taiva. And according to Rabbi Shmuel, there's no such thing as Nechira. The only thing you can eat is Shechita in the Migdash. Says the Rambam, and it's interesting in itself, a whole long discussion, why he even talks about this. It's Parak Dala, Hichol Shechita, Halach Yedzayim. And the way he ends, basically, Hichol Shechita, till he gets to Trefa. The Shechita part of Hichol Shechita. It's history. Kishahayis of the Midbar, lo nitzdav b'shechita zachulin. And it's Meduik, like what I was saying. They didn't even get the Tzivo yet. Elahayu nochrin o shochtin v'ochlin, kishara goyim. They were allowed to do Nechira, they could check like the goyim. Nothing special about their meat. Then it's davel b'midbar. Shekol rotz lishcha lo yishalchet el shlamim. They had a tzivoy that whoever wants to shecht should only shecht shlamim. Shenamar ish should be Israel. El pesach olmoy leaviu lemana sheyaviu zavcha zivcha shlamim laHashem. Otam aval harotz lenachol lecha b'midbar hayinocher ochel. He says if you want to eat meat in the midbar, you can eat basar taiva hayidei nechira, but you can't shecht. The Rambam mixed the match bolshitos. He says you're allowed to eat nechira. That's Rabbi Kiva. He also says that if you want to shecht, you have to bring a shlamim. That's Rabbi Shmuel. So he has a heter baser taiva de nechira, and iser shchita except for Shlamim. So the Rambam, it's specifically a din in Shechita. How he works out the Gemara is a little complicated. You look at the Magen Mishnah, you look at Tosos over here, second Tosos in Amud Aleph, who asks, it's not Mukhrach, that there should be a Machlokas, and he explains why he thinks there is. The Rambam probably didn't think there was. But the word in the Rambam is, along the lines of what we're saying for Rashi, especially because he quotes the Pesukim Shechud Dechutz, that it's specifically a din in Shechita. It's that there needed to be a time where Shechita was only limited, even though Basar could be eaten, Shechita was limited to the Mikdash. So that, when we come to Eretz Yisrael, we get the mitzvah Shechita, even for our meat, it's an offshoot of, our mitzvah Shechita is an offshoot of Shechita's kashrus. And that, there's kamarayos to that. If you look at that Ramban, on those psukim, re'ei, yudbeis, chafalat, kashet, sibisicha, he specifically connects Shechita's kashrus, Shechita's kulin. So maybe that's the Rambam's, some connection with Doros, because this, even though the Isser for the Abbasar, that you're not allowed to shecht in the Midbar except for Migdash, that doesn't apply anymore, but the Yisodos, so the Rambam, the reason why it's not going to count that is because the Yisodos just carry over to what the Rambam does count, which is controversial, the mitzvah of Shechita, but you needed Shechita to be pristine for Kachim. And a big riot to this Yisod is just close on this, actually, we'll close with the second thing. The big riot to this Yisod is there are a lot of Achronim, you know, some look into Lev Aryeh and Chulin Yudzayin, brings some Achron that he found that says this, and there's a, I think the earliest person that says this is there's a Sefer Shava Kohen, who has like some stuff on Kachim and other Masechtas. So he says, they all say the following thing: Tosas in Zvachim and Menachos, where is it? I think Lamed, Bees in Zvachim, and something in Menachos. It's all over the place, you'll find it. Tosas says, the Gemara says, Shechita lav avodah. Shechita is not an avodah, right? Opposed to the other avodos of Kachim, of Zrika, Haktara, Shechita lav avodah. So why is Shechita lav avodah? One day in Tosas is because it's Kshera, bizarre. And Tosa says, also, because Matzinu Shechita outside of the Mikdash. There's no such thing as Zrika outside of the Mikdash. Shechita, you shecht for your barbecue, and you shecht for the base of Mikdash. So it can't be a voda if it's such a chulin type action. It's the same action. So what the Yechonim say, if you put two and two together, comes out in the Midbar, according to Rabbi Shmuel, the only Shechita that existed was in the Mikdash. Shechita's not Shechita Bizarre anymore. Well, Shechita lot of voda, the Shechita Shechita Bizarre, it's because there's a parallel to Shechita in Chulin that only happened when they came to Eretz Yisrael. According to Rabbi Shmuel, in the Midbar, there was no such thing as Shechita outside of the Mikdash. Otherwise, it's Asher to eat. So the only Shechita is found in the Mikdash. So at that moment, Shechita wasn't a Voda. Shechita wasn't a Voda, and Shechita was Psula Bizarre in the Mikdash, in the Mishkan.
Those are just simanim. The fact that Shechita is Kosh Bizarre. It's not like, oh, because it's Kosh Bizarre, I'm a meal, therefore it's not an avoda.
No, so
it's just assuming the fact that it's not an avoda.
Okay, so that's the way to understand that, Tosos. But I think that if you look at when he quotes the Rimi Orlin, so he's saying that since it's Bechulin, that's what shows you that it's not an avoda. So,
Simon, you
okay,
said.
So it's a machlokes. So there are Achronim arguing this whole thing, and they say, no, in the Midbar, of course, Shechita was Kosher Bizarre. But just that highlights the idea that Shechita had such a change that Shechita in the Midbar not only was limited to it, but it was an avoda. We needed Shechita to be that avoda so that when we transition to Eretz Yisrael, we can borrow from that Shechita's avoda, even though it becomes lav avoda in Kachim and applies to Chulin, but the mitzvah Shechita's Chulin Ledoros is working off of that. There's a lot more here. Just one thing that you'll definitely enjoy looking into, we should all look into. The Gemara asks, according to Bikiva, that Mechir was Mutar, something that we call nowadays an Aveli, they were allowed to eat in the Midbar. When they cross into Eretz Yisrael, and they have in their sacks, and they have suitcases full of frozen, they're going to have barbecue as soon as they get there to sell. They have suitcases full of nechira meat, right? Great meat that they didn't shech, they just choked the animal to death. So, when they cross into Eretz Yisrael, can they eat that meat anymore? The Torah now said, Aser, going forward, every time you want to eat meat, you can't be nocher, you have to shech. Going forward, you have to shech. Can they eat the leftover basar nechira in when they came into Eretz Yisrael? So Rashi says, this is very strange. So Rashi says, Darsha Kabel Schar. That itself, what he means, I think Rosalvich has a whole piece on that, a whole note in that, in Halach Man. What does it mean, Darsha Kabel Schar, when it comes to Ben Tzar Mora? The Gemara is just asking what some people call an academic question. The Gemara is asking questions, it's not no Gehlem Maizis at all. The Rosh says, Chas V'Shalom. There's no such thing. There's no Darsha Kabel Schar. This is no Gehlem Maizis, even though it's history. We don't care really, why would we ask such a foolish question about what they did in the cross narrative? So, the Rosh says, is a nafkamina if a person takes a nether, Lizman Yadua. It's a question, look in the Nod of Yehuda. We have a time tonight in this property. The Nod of Yehuda is Yoredei Etinyana Samechtad. We're discussing this Rosh. Why a doctor says Lizman Yadua, but a person says, I'm going to take a nether from today until 2 years that I'm not going to eat tomatoes. So, can that person eat tomatoes that he had before the nether? Maybe he's only not allowed to eat tomatoes that he acquired from post time the nether, but leftover tomatoes, he's allowed to eat. That's what
the chida and like avelos.
So that's exactly the chida, the birki yosef and hefos tishbon is a similar thing. That can you eat Shabbos leftovers in the 9 days? You were mutter. It was mutter for you left meat on Shabbos during the 9 days. Now that the issur is kicking in again, but leftovers are allowed based on this. Rush, there's a lot of discussion about this rush, a lot of implications. Just a good idea, so you can look into that chulin on your design. Okay.